Okay, again, we'd like to turn to Romans chapter 1. In verses 29 through 32, we have the results of a reprobate mind. In verses 29 through 31, there are 23 classifications of sin. And what we have to remember is being filled with. So these 23 classifications of sin are growing. They are growing. These things are not diminishing. These things are growing, and again, it is the result of a reprobate mind. That brings us to verse 32, which also is a result of the reprobate mind, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things, the 23 things mentioned, are worthy of death, are worthy of the judgment of God. Not only do the same, participate in the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What we see here in verse 32 is an attitude towards sin. We see the result of the reprobate mind is sin, and sin grows. We also see that there is an attitude towards sin, and again, this also is growing. So let's look at verse 32 again. Who? That would refer to those who are described by the characteristics mentioned in verses 29 to 31, knowing, that is, they are acquainted with the judgment or the ordinance or sentiment of God, that they which do such things, the such things, of course, referring to verses 29 through 31, are worthy of death, that is, they know that the things mentioned are displeasing to God. They know that. And they know that's deserving of punishment. Not only do the same, knowing this, they still participate in these things. And if you remember back several weeks, we talked about conscience, and that's one of the ways that they know, but have pleasure in them that do them. So from this, we see those who are of a reprobate mind do not care, and they are not concerned with what pleases God or what displeases God. And they find delight in that which is sinful. They not only find delight in it, they approve it. And they not only approve of it, they encourage others in it. So what you have here is an obsessive fascination with that which is sinful. There are two basic matters that we want to notice here in verse 32. Again, regarding an attitude toward sin. Two basic matters are dealt with. Number one is presumptuous sin. That speaks of an attitude. It is a classification of sin, but it speaks more of an attitude about sin than anything else. Presumptuous sin. Again, we see knowing the judgment of God, and they which commit such things are worthy of death. And skip several words, do the same. Do the same. In spite of what they know, whether it be conscience, whatever, in spite of what they know, they do the same. This is what is known as presumptuous sin. So what is presumptuous sin? Well, it is a sin committed willfully against manifest light and knowledge. It is to commit sin on purpose, with intent, willfully. There is such a thing as a sin of ignorance. God's laws dealt with that. Notice in the book of Leviticus, chapter 4, verse 13, and if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and he's relating some laws, they sin through ignorance. That is, they don't know. It's still sin, but it is a sinning through ignorance. In verse 22, when a ruler hath sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of God. There it is again, through ignorance. Verse 27, and if any one of the common people sin through ignorance. So there is such a thing as sinning through ignorance. A sin through ignorance is still sin. But a sin through ignorance is not presumptuous unless the ignorance be willful. And that is possible as well. People are ignorant because they choose to be ignorant. Notice in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. For example, if you were to say to someone, well, I want to show you what the Bible says about what you're doing, and they say, I don't want to hear it. That's willful ignorance. That now their ignorance is presumptuous. But notice in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. 2 Peter 3 verse 5. For this, they referring back to verse 4, they willingly are ignorant of. So there is a sin through ignorance, but the ignorance can be presumptuous. That is, you can choose to be ignorant. Don't tell me what the Bible says. Don't tell me how this is wrong. That's willful ignorance. So in such case, the ignorance is a presumptuous sin. But there is a difference between a sin through ignorance and a presumptuous sin. This presumptuous sin is a sin of deliberation. It is a sin of intent. It is basically a sin of premeditation. We put a difference between murder, premeditated murder. There's a difference. Murder's, someone will say, well, murder's murder. Yes, that's true. But there are differences. And sin is sin. But there are different classifications of sin. And this is a sin, a presumptuous sin is a sin of premeditation. One may sin without intent to do so. Something you shouldn't look at may pop up on your computer, but you look at it and then you turn it off. That you didn't determine to do that. But now if you get on your computer and you go looking for that stuff, that's presumptuous sin. That's premeditated. That's with deliberation. There's a difference. So one may sin without intent to do so, and such is not presumptuous. Presumptuous sins are also addressed by the law of God. We see that sins through ignorance were addressed, and we see presumptuous sins are as well. Notice in Exodus chapter 21, Exodus 21. So you have to be leery of people who say all sin is alike. Well, no, it isn't. And when you go down that road, that's how abominable things get in the church. Well, that's no different. Homosexuality is no different than telling a lie. Really? Really? There's a difference. Yes, all sin is sin. But once you start down that road, now you've opened the door to accept it all. Well, you accept liars in your church, so accept me. Notice Exodus 21:14. But if a man come presumptuously, with deliberation, upon his neighbor to slay him. He's talking about a presumptuous sin here, premeditated murder. Notice in Numbers chapter 15, Numbers 15, verses 29 and 30. Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. But the soul, now there's a contrast, but the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Again, the law is dealing with presumptuous sins. There are sins of ignorance. There are presumptuous sins. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, he will not listen. Again, this is the same individual. Let me show you where you're wrong. I don't want to hear it. Even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. Again, the law deals with presumptuous sins. The psalmist David prayed concerning presumptuous sins. Notice in Psalm 19, verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. The psalmist recognized presumptuous sins. Presumptuous sin speaks of an attitude towards sin. It takes the attitude, I'm going to do this, and I don't care what you think or what God thinks or anybody else thinks. This is what I'm going to do. That's presumptuous sin. It's a different classification. Still sin. All sin is sin. But there are classifications of sins. The word presumptuous means brazen. It means overconfident. It's the individual that says, well, I've been doing this for years and God hasn't punished me yet, so I'm just going to continue doing it. That's overconfident. That's tempting God also. Not very wise. It's an arrogancy. It's an arrogancy in sinning. It's just like people who they've made up their mind what they're going to do, and they just dare you to do something about it. It's an arrogancy in their sin. I've dealt with those people many, many times. Presumptuous sins. It's people who are very proud in their sins. They will boast of their sin. They're very bold in their sin. They're very forward. Again, this is the result of a reprobate mind, and it grows and grows and grows. People become more and more brazen in their sins. In Numbers 15, we read verses 29 and 30. Let's go back and read verse 31. And again, he's speaking of those who sin presumptuously. And in Numbers 15, verse 31, talking about these that sin presumptuously, because he hath despised the word of the Lord. He thinks lightly of the word of God and hath broken the commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. He hath despised. Those who sin presumptuously think little of God's word. And then notice in 2 Peter chapter 2, those who are presumptuous, notice some characteristics about them. But chiefly, verse 10, 2 Peter 2, 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. That is, they despise, they think lightly of authority. Presumptuous are they. They think lightly of government or authority. Presumptuous are they. In other words, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. Presumptuous are they, then notice, self-willed. Self-willed. They are driven by what they want to do. And they do it regardless. And then notice also here in 2 Peter 2:10, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Again, getting back to government or authority. They are not afraid. They are fearless in their sin. They are brazen in their sin. This is a result of a reprobate mind. And again, it is being full of. This is of a growing nature. So presumptuous sins involve an attitude of forwardness. Forwardness is a readiness. They're ready to sin. They're ready to do that which is wrong. Forwardness is a hastiness. They're in a hurry to do what is wrong. They don't give it any thought. They're driven by their sinful passion. Forwardness speaks of an eagerness. It speaks of an earnestness. It speaks of a boldness. And in this case, in sin. Now notice, this forwardness is spoken of throughout Scripture. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, Deuteronomy 32, again we're talking about an attitude towards sin, presumptuous. Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. This is God. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They are forward. That is, they're ready to sin. They're hasty in their sin. They have a passion. They have an eagerness. They have an earnestness. And they have a boldness in their sin. Notice in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. See, many of the religious in their presumption, they cover it with a cloak of righteousness. Well, we've prayed about it. Well, it's against God's word. So who you been praying to? It's presumptuous. But they know that sounds good. And in most cases, that'll keep the preacher quiet or whoever else is dealing with them. Well, they did pray about it. Now, it's just covering presumptuous sins. We've decided what we're going to do. We're going to do it. And nobody's stopping us. Presumptuous. Proverbs 2, verse 12 through verse 15. To deliver, he's talking about wisdom. Wisdom, deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. There it is again, that forwardness, perverseness. And it gives some characteristics. Who leave the paths of uprightness, and they do so presumptuously. The reason they leave the paths of uprightness is to walk in the ways of darkness. If you're going to walk in the ways of darkness, you have to leave that which is right. And people plan to do this. That's presumptuous. Who rejoice to do evil. They take delight. They're looking forward to the sin that they want to commit. And delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. Proverbs 3, verse 32. For the froward is abomination to the Lord. They're an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 6, verse 14. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief. He plans it out. That's perverseness. That's forwardness. Continually. And he soweth discord. Proverbs 11, verse 20. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord. And then in Proverbs 22 and verse 5. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. They're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt. Oh, they'll blame it on someone else, but they're going to get hurt. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. The snares and the thorns and the froward. So what we see in Romans 1, 32 is brazen sin. Brazen sin. It is shameless in sin. It is sinning with boldness and contempt. And again, it's of a growing nature. Notice in Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 9. The show of their countenance doth witness against them. Look at their face. The show of their countenance doth witness against them. And they declare their sin. They're proud of their sin. They're bold in their sin, they're brazen, as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. And when you have a society full of it, a whole society has rewarded evil unto themselves. Again, all sin is sin. All sin is sinful. All sin is great, because all sin is against the great God. And every sin has in it the venom of rebellion and the venom of rejection of God. But there are some sins more brazen in the rebellion and in their rejection. And such is presumptuous sins. So we said Romans 1:32 deals with two primary matters. Number one is presumptuous sin. It's talking about an attitude, Romans 1:32. The second thing, which we'll get to next week, is there's a pleasure in sin. You read verses 29 through 31, and you have a society that commits those things with deliberation. That's their attitude. And you have a society that takes pleasure in those things. They take pleasure in the very things that will destroy them. God help us as we try to serve the Lord in a reprobate society. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for the plainness of your word. We thank you, Lord, for the warnings of your word. We pray, Lord, that you would just give us understanding of your word. We do pray that you'd be with us today in a special way. We pray, Lord, that you'd speak to the hearts of those that are lost. Lord, that you'd save their soul. Lord, that you would draw each one of us closer to thee. Cause us, Lord, to be more like thee. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.